This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. There is a new app out there. You can go find it. It is called Unwrapped. That's UNWRAPPD. Unwrapped. And it is a cigar sharing app with some social media and community building functions built in. And I just happened to know the gentleman that was behind the development of it. And I wanted to talk a little bit about it so that you guys would all be aware of it, where you could go and find it, where you can download it at, and then what to do after you've downloaded it. So you know him in the chat room as Jaws Will, and Jaws is on the Dude Maker Hotline here with us on a Tuesday on the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Mineral Will, how are you, sir?
Good morning, my blessed brother. How are you? I'm doing well.
I am doing well as well. Well, how can we not be doing well on the Feast of the Immaculate Heart?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful feast, and, you know, everybody go out and give thanks to our Blessed Mother.
It's a good thing to do. Tell me about the Unwrapped app. Whose idea was this? How long did it take to develop?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to come on and speak. This was not my idea.
Okay.
I'm not that smart. As Aaron, Rusty, the Pole, and Brian and Albert will tell you, no matter what I think of myself. So this actually was the idea of our chief technology officer, Misha Kononoff. He was in a text chain with a bunch of friends and family down in Ybor City in Tampa. If you get an opportunity to go to Tampa, please go and support those guys. But they were texting back and forth pictures. And the reality is that, you know, after about an hour, somebody said, you know, this texting is great, but I can't find what I smoked last week because this text chain is just forever. And, you know, somebody just texted Misha and said, you're an app developer. Why don't you build an app? So, you know, Misha kind of chuckled, but he kind of put that in the back of his mind because, of course, with our company, that really wasn't in the traditional line of business that we were doing. But it certainly was a good idea. And eventually it kind of ruminated with him and he took it to our leadership team. So about that time, I came on board with the company and, you know, I'd been briefed on it and, you know, kind of looked at it and said, there is no way in heck we can get this app off the board, off the ground. No way. I mean, I looked at the app stores, no new cigar apps for 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, that had to be a high bar.
Oh, I'll tell you, King Dude, it was pretty daunting. I looked at it and said, even the apps that were existing in the app store hadn't been updated for 2.5 years. And I was like, well, what's the driving factor behind that? Well, the driving factor behind that was the terms of use for these evil bastards in Cupertino,
mm-hmm.
that said you cannot promote or encourage the sale of tobacco on the Apple App Store or through the Google Play Store. You can't do it. And so a lot of these apps were, you know, humidor apps, so they were, you know, to show you where to go buy cigars. You know, they were fan and customer retention programs. So those all support the sale of tobacco. But I had a thought in my mind. I heard this guy talking about this codicil in federal law called Section 230. Section 230 protects social media companies from user-generated content as long as it's legal. You can put it on the App Store. Well, as we all know, that it doesn't necessarily have to be legal, but you know, that being what it is. So, you know, as I was looking at the marketing plan in terms of development for this, I said, why don't we build a social media app? Why don't we build a social media app so we have the same protections as Meta and X, Twitter? And, you know, so the idea kind of came in. And so the app evolved from a cigar log as a place to chat back and forth with friends to a true social media platform where you can, you know, you can have friends, you can share that information, you can tag them and, you know, and be able to share the information back and forth. So it will, you know, you'll be able to see those things. Well, we did beta testing, both for closed and for open.
Okay.
And as we got closer and closer to the end, we did our final submission as we were getting ready to go to the App Store, and lo and behold, we get rejected. Now, we had been rejected before, you know, and you know these activist account reviewers would look at it and say, tobacco content. Well, you're an activist. You're not reading the terms of use. We were very meticulous in the reading of terms of use for 6 months to be able to find all the loopholes that we could use to be able to build this app and build it to bring it to market. This last submission, which was at the end of June, all of the rejection notes came back as not inability to block a user, inability to moderate abusive content, ability to delete your account.
Okay.
Misha and I got together and said, wait a minute. These are all social media strikes. They are truly recognizing our product as a social media app. And so all we have to do is fix these little things, you know, be able to block an abusive user, be able to, you know, delete an account, be able to do all the things that, you know, that Twitter and Instagram do.
Right.
Okay, we can do that. We turned that around in about a week. We did another submission, and on the 3rd of July, we got a response back from Apple that the app had been approved in the Apple App Store, and the day after the day after Independence Day on the 5th, we got the approval for Android.
That's incredible. I wonder if they actually looked at it, or if they just had an AI robot crawl through and go like, nothing to see here.
Well, no, you actually do have app reviewers there, but I'm guessing that more and more AI is being used. But you know the depth of the investigation that they had to be able to go through this app, because I'm guaranteeing you at least one person in the review staff was looking at it going, you know what, we gotta get rid of these bastards. We can't have this tobacco in the App Store. But the reality is we had done all the things relative to a social media application that had met that standard. And so by doing that and having an understanding of what protections were available for 230 because of all the abuses that have happened with Twitter and with Instagram, it allowed us to get the app in the App Store.
So, Joss, so if somebody goes right now to the Apple Store and they type in UNWRAPPD, Unwrapped, they will find the app, they can download it, and then you set your profile up. I have one. I'm the King Dude. You're Joss Will. Is the poll in there? Because we can sell a bunch of apps today if the poll's in there.
Our dear friend Cesare is not in the app, although I have been trying to convince him. But, you know, trying to load in Alvarez cigars, I mean, I had to do that in special for him.
Just so his little brand in New Jersey could be in there. All right, so what? Yeah. Explain to someone then, okay, if they are cigar smokers, what can you do with the Unwrapped app?
Okay, so what you can do with Unwrapped, we have a pivot point, an initiation point within the app where everything is focused on the actual cigar itself.
Okay.
So the first thing you have to do within the app is to be able to actually go in and look up a cigar within the cigar database. And that's growing every day as we get more and more information and more and more permissions from the individual manufacturers like yourself we continue to add that every day. But you search that on in the database. It's the top search bar. And so you go and select your cigar. If it's not there, you have the ability to add that into our database, and then we'll go and check it and add it officially later. But from that, you have the ability to rate the cigar. So we have a slider that goes from 0 to 5.0, to be able to rate that cigar. Then you have the ability to write a comment about your smoking experience. Once you have that, then you have the ability to go in and select the information about the Batola. So whether it was a Perfecto, Robusto, Toro, or you know, you get lucky and you get an A. You have the ability to do that, and then you have the ability to tag your friends, and which is very important. That allows you to notify your friends anytime that you smoke a cigar and you want them to know kind of what you smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it as bragging. Well, we're guys, so yeah, do it as bragging. That gives you the opportunity to notify your friends that you smoked a cigar and that you want them to check out what you shared. The beautiful thing about Unwrapped is that not only is it a social media app, but it's also a personal digital cigar journal. So if you go to your user profile, then you can look at everything that you smoked, over the course of the period and logged into the app, which is beneficial for you because, you know, you just kind of compare your notes. Well, you know, your palate between the summer and the winter, between different sizes, Robusto versus Toro, which is great. The other benefit that it has is that for your friends and family that are also on the app, they have the opportunity to go and look at what you smoked. And when you have a birthday or Christmas or anniversary coming up, they can go and look at that and see what would be something that you would like, because they can see everything that you've rated on the cigar. So, you know, for me, a Diamond Crown Classic, number 4. I like that a lot. A Crux Bull and Bear Double Corona, 5 stars every time. So if you were to buy me a cigar for my birthday, you would pretty much know that if I selected one of those 2 cigars that you'd hit a home run. So it gives the opportunity to kind of have that information and make it publicly shareable. Also, within that, kind of know what your profile is. So if you like this, and this, and something new's come out, then you have the opportunity to look at that and say, well, I think King Dude really like the cigar. Maybe I had to give that to him for his birthday coming up.
Please give me that for my birthday.
no doubt. So you have that, and that all that information becomes public within the app. And so I can go and look at under Crux Bull and Bear, which has a really good following within the app. I can look at all the reviews of that cigar from multiple different people and see kind of what they're smoking, what they're thinking about it. And if it's something that's new in the humidor, something that I encounter for the first time when I walk into the humidor, then I can buy one. I can try it out. I've talked with a couple of the users that started out very early that are power users. And, I talked to them about this process. And one of these guys, a young guy in Northern California, literally follows 3 or 4 people on the app and looks at what they smoke, and if they really like it, that's one of the next things that he goes to the cigar store and chooses. So for people who are less experienced in terms of smoking cigars, that opportunity to kind of find what other people are liking and then be able to go and find that when you go to the cigar shop the next time is a very critical opportunity for them to grow and learn inside of the enjoyment of premium cigars.
And let me just tell you that all of this comes at a pretty good time, because just the other day the FDA lost its jihad against a cigars case, and I believe this was the final appeal. They lost what it was that they were trying to do to try to like roll hand rolled cigars, our favorite tobacco product, mine anyway. Many of you guys are into pipes. A lot of you are tobacco chewers. Jaws and I and Junk Bond. And our friends in Lafayette, Rusty and Don, and just a lot of you are cigar guys. You need to know that the FDA lost. It tried to get cigars under the same banner, basically a regulation as cigarettes, and they lost. This is a very rare federal court victory, and Cigar Rights of America they've been fighting this since what? When was the first time I talked to Harrison and CRA? Way back in 2009, I want to say. So they've been fighting this since Obama. That's a long time.
It is an immensely long time, and just to kind of fill everybody in what the crux of that battle was. It was that the FDA took upon themselves during the Obama administration the authority to regulate premium hand-rolled cigars
yep.
in the same way that they regulate other forms of tobacco, which had been ceded by industry by public due to the public health concerns. What Congress said and what the federal courts have said and Congress maintained and what the and what this this appellate court judge maintained was that Congress never ceded the authority to regulate premium hand-rolled cigars to the Federal Drug Administration. The Federal Drug Administration has no regulatory authority over purely tobacco-related products.
Yep.
They do over cigarettes because cigarettes include additives. You add something to the cigarette to make it more addictive, to make it flavored, whatever it is. You're adding something there, so they have a regulatory authority over what you add. But a premium hand-rolled cigar is 100% pure tobacco product, meaning it's the same leaf that came out of the ground, from the sun, from the soil, picked, cured, rolled, and presented into your tobacco shop. It is 100% natural product, and therefore it was not eligible to be regulated by the Food and Drug Administration.
Dude, and they were going to put so many mom and pops out of business. Remember, I did that show. You were there. You were there I did that show in 2016 at the Twin Smoke Shop. And that cigar rep guy came on and goes, this is going to disemploy about 50,000 people in the United States and working in some of the tobacco farms in Central and Latin America, you know, that we claim we don't want them to fall into poverty. Well, then don't regulate the cigars, dummy. What was that guy? That guy's name was Doc. His name was Doc. And remember, he sat right there and he said, if this rule goes through, and who ultimately would win? The big, giant companies, your Consolidated and your big companies would ultimately win. And the little guy, like my friend Shauna, who owns a cigar factory in New Orleans with her dad, it would have crushed Shauna and her dad.
Yeah, not only that, but they wanted to add a $100,000 fee per Vitola, not per line, not per brand, per Vitola, as a regulatory backstop for testing for the safety of premium hand rolled cigars.
Yep.
It would have killed every cigar maker except for those who are owned by multinational corporations.
Yeah,
who just happened to own cigarettes and other tobacco brands that could backstop that.
And the law was coming, the hammer was coming down like in 2012, 2013, because Shauna called me and said, she goes, if we lose in federal court, if the guys that are, if CRA loses in federal court, and she just tells, she goes, Mike, if they lose in federal court, I can't make your cigars for you anymore. She goes, you're great. She goes, I don't even know how many of mine I can make because they're going to make me pay, like Josh just said, they're going to make me pay X amount of dollars to get every single, I have to submit every single one of them, every different size, every different wrapper color or country of origin. I have to submit every single one of them to this test. It could cost up to $100,000 per cigar. She goes, I'm not going to be able to make yours unless you think you can pay for the regulation. I'm like, hell no. And that case, ultimately, the CRA either got to get continued or it didn't lose in court. You know, when President Trump came around, Trump tried to get all that stuff thrown out. To his credit, Trump tried to get all of that stuff thrown out. So there was that one case that was lingering, and it was settled accordingly. All right, folks, I just want to wrap up here with Josh Will and the Unwrapped app. Again, you go to the Apple Store and the Google Play Store and search for UNWRAPPD. And then after you download it, look for me, The King Dude. You can look for him, Josh Will. You can look for, I think Rusty is on it. several other of you. What's that?
I said I just signed up for JOS.
Maggie said she just downloaded it and signed up. So all of you support those who do business with us. Support JOS in this endeavor. It's a great little app. I really haven't been using it because I've been busy with some other stuff. But now that it's out and it's out of the beta and it's full, ready to go, let's start talking to each other, guys. Start sharing those cigars. And guess what? JOS got my Manchipia Maria. The Slaves to Mary cigars are already in the app. So if you buy one and you like it or you want to rate it, it will show up when you go to search for it.
Absolutely, King Dude. And another thing here that's very important is that this is about loving freedom. This is about the ability to talk about the enjoyment of premium hand-rolled cigars across the amber waves of fuel.
Absolutely.
This is across the, you know, the ability to have this conversation in the public sphere is being attacked every single day. These anti-tobacco killjoys, I was going to say the other word, but I don't want to get this banned on the podcast. But these killjoys are just attacking everything that makes it fun and enjoyable for, especially amongst men, the ability to stand around and smoke a cigar and drink a tasty adult beverage.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take that fun away from us because they think they know what is better for us. The reality is we need to fight these bastards, and the best way to do that is to continue to enjoy these legal, safe products and to talk to your friends about it.
So, yeah, and we're all carrying smartphones around with us these days, so why not download the app again? If you forget it, let me give it to you again. Unwrapped. UNWRAPPD. Unwrapped.
No E.
Yeah, no E. Don't put the E in there. Well, if you start typing in on, by the time you get to RAP, Maggie actually said you have to search for the whole word. But it's a great little app. Congratulations on getting it to market. That's a story in and of itself. And we will be talking to you on the Unwrapped app, brother.
I appreciate it, King Dude. I look forward to talking with everybody. Everybody have a blessed day.
You too. Blessed Feast of the Immaculate Heart.
Take care.
All right, so folks, 844-527-8723. Whenever any one of you innovates anything, we always want to know about it. When Josh asked me if I would do the interview, I'm like, dude, of course I will. I can't wait to talk to you about it. This is what we do. This is how you build community. You know someone that's innovating or coming out with something, your system. Become a homer. Become a booster. And look, this isn't owned by Meta. Big guys don't own this. These guys are a startup, basically. So give them a break. Go download the app. UNWRAPPD. You tell them I sent you. And you better send me a friend request. I better get 30 friend requests in the Unwrapped app today. Or you're going to get the wrath of TKD tomorrow.